Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
We get asked a lot, how do you both know about Asian branding and what tech top producers use? And with property passes being changed up to the next property, how did you guys figure that out anyway?
So, hi there. Welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I am still, as usual, Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
Still, as usual.
Yeah.
So, as Hazel mentioned in the intro, for this episode, we get asked a lot by real estate agents, realtors, brokers, especially the top producer sort, how we actually stay on trend with what's going on in real estate marketing, given that neither of us are real estate agents, realtors, or brokers. And, you know, that's a pretty fair question, and it is one that we want to answer. We spend a lot of time studying the market, both the real estate market as well as blogs, articles, top tech reports, Google alerts. You know, we've joined a number of real estate agent sort of like social media groups, stuff like that. And we do listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, and we both look at marketing trends. And if you listen to any of our podcasts, you know that we listen to other podcasts outside of tech and business to understand the mobile market, podcasting, and real estate agents.
Right. So today, what we thought we would do is go through our favorite real estate marketing podcasts, the ones that we actually listen to. And if you are a realtor or a broker or an agent and you're listening to this podcast, perhaps you already listened to some of these series. And if not, you may actually find a new one or even two that you want to start listening to.
Now, I just want to be clear. These podcasts are more marketing related, personal branding in the real estate industry, relieving investments, house flipping, that kind of thing alone, and taking a deep dive into promotion and branding.
Okay, so before we go diving that deeply, the one thing that we do want to do is for the new listeners or for people who maybe don't understand what our platform does, especially since it's used by a lot of realtors and brokers and real estate agents, is we're going to take a couple minutes and Hazel is going to explain what mobile wallet marketing is, how it works, and just a real quick breakdown.
Mobile wallet campaigns are incredibly effective marketing collateral when you set them up correctly and implement them in a way that increases engagement with customers, prospects, referrals, and so on. In a nutshell, a mobile wallet campaign consists of a mobile wallet pass that's added to individual phones. iPhones use Apple Wallet, which is native iOS application. And Android phones use any of a number of third-party apps to achieve the same goals. The pass has two sides, the front and the back. The front of the pass is like a digital calling card. It normally has the name of your product or business, perhaps a tagline or logo, and should be styled to complement your existing logo and collateral. We can include a QR code and a barcode on the front of the pass if you're interested in tracking users via the passes, although the tracking default does not contain any personal information unless we have created a customized solution for you. The front of the pass should be designed to get someone's attention, colorful maybe, or with a unique tagline or similar. It requires a very simple, clean design since most phone screens are not that big. The back of the pass is where the magic happens, as I like to call it. And this is the area of the pass where you're really going to be able to get your message out there and include some very efficient calls to action that result in quantifiable results. The structure of the mobile wallet pass means that everything on the back that is formatted in a way that the phone recognizes, like a phone number, an address, a URL, a link to iTunes or YouTube, and so on. Those apps are actually launched when the user taps a link on the back of the pass. What that means in real terms is that if you're promoting your podcast, you can send your subscribers a lock screen notification, and they have the ability to tap the back links, and your podcast will start playing in the correct app, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or whatever. It also means that if you're a realtor, for instance, and you include the address of a property you're promoting, a prospective buyer can tap the address on the back of the pass, launch maps, complete with driving directions. Tap to call, tap to email, tap to launch social media apps like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and others. These are simply handled by the wallet app, and there's no coding or formatting involved. It really couldn't be any easier. Passes can be shared through a variety of means. The most popular method is including the pass URL as a link or in a print ad as a type in request using a browser. Other ways include the share function on the pass, having someone open Apple Wallet or scan the QR code directly, or even sending the pass via iMessages or email from the phone. Last but not least, the passes include location and proximity targeting features, which means that using the geofencing and location awareness that's built into smartphone offers you the ability to send lock screen notifications based on where someone is, as well as sending them time-based or what we like to call static messages. You've probably seen this at the airport if you're having a boarding pass in your Apple Wallet on iPhone, for instance. When you get close to the security screening checkpoint, the boarding pass automatically pops up on your lock screen, and you don't have to search for it or open the app or unlock the phone to see it. So there you have it, the 2-minute rundown on just what and how a mobile pass works, where it goes in the iPhone, and what it can do.
Thanks, Hayes. So for all of you realtors, real estate agents, brokers listening today, mobile wallet passes, as you probably maybe got an idea from Hazel's explanation, what it does is it creates opportunities for you to gain more prospects, which essentially is a lead generation opportunity.
And even better, it's mining your own lead generation. Because with a property pass, once a prospect adds it into their device, they'll keep it on there, making it easy to see the next property. As once it's sold, you can easily update the pass to the next selling property, and eventually a prospect is going to tap the call to action contact number you have on the property pass, and they're going to call you asking to view the property.
So, you know, we actually break this down in and go quite a bit further on some of our other episodes that are in the archives. I think it was episode number 61. Where we spend the entire episode discussing ways that real estate agents, realtors, and brokers can use mobile wallet passes for lead generation and funnel them through to completed sales. You know, by using a mobile wallet ad campaign, it becomes even easier than ever to sort and target by specific demographic, which also makes it easier on the consumer, the buyer, the seller side for them to get notifications about properties or events or educational materials that they actually are interested in.
Yeah, and there's another gem of an episode discussing how to get the most out of the tech you're using to get ahead and to stay ahead of your competition, and that's episode number 49.
Right, and you know, we've got actually a big stack of real estate related episodes. If you head over to dominoresearch.com /podcast or just the front page and you click the mobile marketing podcast link, you can either pick and choose based on category or you can search if you like for episodes that you want to listen to. We also have some really, really amazing articles, how-tos regarding real estate technology, how to market effectively and cheaply on our mobilewalletmarketer.com blog. So you know what? Let's get back to topic. And the topic today is, how do we keep up with trending real estate agent and top producer technology and what we are listening to as far as podcasts specifically? So let's go on with the list.
Okay. So the first one is actually my top pick. It's called Yes Talk with Kevin Ward. He's a renowned agent coach and a keynote speaker. He offers up actionable advice on his podcast series and his YouTube channel. Pardon me. His podcast is short, usually less than 15 minutes, so it's quite digestive. His advice works with real estate marketing strategies. So don't expect to find like closing lead scripts on this podcast. He's more of the psychological side than that. So check him out on iTunes.
Okay, cool. Kevin Ward is good. Yeah. So the one that I kind of am particular to, the main one, first one, number one, I guess you could call it, is hosted by a guy named Toby Salgado. And it is called Super Agents Live. Now, Toby himself, he is a top producing agent, and he has also written books. He speaks at seminars as well. So if you're at, you know, like Inman Connect or somewhere along those lines, you can expect to see him on a panel. His podcast is designed for and is kind of geared to helping other agents to gain success by uncovering sort of unconventional or hidden marketing strategies. He goes through a lot of stuff with different sales tips and describes the various success models. He talks a lot about how to generate leads. This one's long. It's usually about an hour. He does interviews and he talks. Yeah, it's really good, but this is definitely not a snack. This is more of a meal.
Yeah, he's actually great to listen to in the car when you're going from one client to a next in a different neighborhood. So our next one is both of our, I guess, top favorite podcasts in this arena. In fact, his whole site is a training system, and it's just top-notch. There's so much to learn from Mike
Cuevas,
thank you, and his Real Estate Marketing Dude podcast. So his focus is on lead gen that comes from three broad funnels that he discusses, which I can tell you three. They are a referral funnel, the transactional funnel, and cold calling marketing strategies. So they all work with mobile passes, and again, he has a great training system on his site. His podcast runtimes are anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, and he's really worth listening to.
Totally, totally agree there. I think another podcast that we could describe as taking your real estate business to the next level is The Massive Agent, and that one is hosted by Dustin Brom. You know, it's a good sort of mid-size podcast. Runtime is usually 20 to 25 minutes. He's fairly new to the realtor marketing scene, but he takes the marketing strategies very seriously. And, you know, in addition to that, he really seems to pick up where other real estate marketing podcasts have kind of fallen off. You know, like the Caffeine Addicts podcast that stopped about a year ago. So he has a real modern day approach that we like. You know, he focuses on digital strategies, and obviously we're all about digital coupled with mobile strategies.
That's right. Yeah. He really did pick up where that other podcast series has left off, which is a shame. So he's only been doing this for the last few months, and he really does have quite a listenership to it. So another favorite and the most popular real estate podcast of all is hosted in Arizona.
Yay, Arizona, where it's 110 degrees in the summer.
and that's
But it never snows.
No, it doesn't. And that's with Joshua Smith. He has his GSD Mode podcast. And, you know, he's not only like a top 1% real estate agent worldwide. Think about that. Not US, but worldwide. He's also a serial entrepreneur. So he interviews other top producers. And there's lots of tips that they give away on the show, it's good to listen to in the background because there's a lot of talk going on.
Right. Got it. More of a dessert. Yeah. So I think probably in the interest of time, although I could go on, that's all the podcasts that we're going to talk about today. You know, as we promised in the beginning, it's an assortment. It's kind of a variety. They all have a focus on real estate marketing, and they all have a serious focus on how you can get your prospects hooked onto you instead of your competitors.
Right. And there's, you know, a couple of them that are very popular, like the InMan podcast that I did not put on here because I believe that everyone listens to that. And we wanted
Brad would like to think so.
And we wanted to give, you know, maybe not podcasts that don't have such a large listenership, to let you know what we're listening to. And with that, good cheap tech is a great start, especially with limited marketing budget, where getting ahead means hooking those prospects, which is easily done on prospects' devices. So thanks for listening today. Remember to get to mobilewalletmarketer.com for all those articles that we mentioned above, and to find out how a property pass can be the difference in taking your personal brand to the next level.